flawless on the mic, so clear. Talking sports and the games we cheer. Women and politics swirl in the air. Milwaukee Nights, he's always there. Monday through Friday, he owns the waves. Stories of the city where passion stays. From the course to the fields and city streets, Kyle's voice is the rhythm that repeats. Tune in now, don't miss the vibe. Milwaukee's heartbeat on the line. Sports and women, politics too. Kyle's show is the life we pursue. He dives deep into the city, so from the Bucks to the Brewers, he plays his role. Breaking news and a witty spin, Kyle Wallace knows where to begin. Milwaukee skyline lights the dark. Every word hits like a spark. He's the pulse of the city's grind. A voice for the restless mind. Tune in now, don't miss the vibe.
Miss the vibe?
Milwaukee's heartbeat on the line.
We on the line?
Sports and women, politics too.
You know I love
it. Kyle's show is the life we pursue.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is The Truth Talking text line. Again, you can call in or text in at 833-212-1017. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube. Y'all go ahead, head over to YouTube. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. But more importantly, you don't miss Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Give us a like. Give us a share. We back for the week. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. And when I say shout out to you, Truth Nation, let me get to YouTube. I might just talk about shout out to y'all for being great. Shout out to y'all for showing up. Let me tell y'all, the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, our fifth annual Tory Lowe and Truth Community Cleanup was, again, another success. And I'm telling y'all, I don't think y'all understand. And I had to try to go through my phone because I had a different phone at that time. But I don't think y'all understand how amazing it is to me for me to be able to go back through the memories and go back to 2022 and look at the community cleanup that we had back in, you know, April of 2022 and how many people were there at the end of it to where we are now. I mean, it is absolutely incredible to see the growth that we have had as a station, but more importantly, the impact that we're making in the community for the community cleanup. So I am, I am just blessed and honored to be part of the Truth. And I just, again, really enjoyed the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup this past Saturday. And again, I am thankful that I get to work with Tory Lowe, somebody who was passionate about it, who wanted to really do this, right? This is something that when me and Tory first met and had conversations, and we met over, you know, the first year, we were like, hey, like, this is something that we want to do. And I said, let's do it. We're going to do it. And so it is great to have this vision and this idea of what you want a radio station to be for the community. And you actually show up and you actually do it. And again, so I'm just so happy that I work at a radio station that supports things like this, but also we have listeners who want to give back. We had over 250 people sign up and show up on Saturday. Like, that's crazy. Despite the cold weather, despite all the storms that we had 250 people who still showed up all together, not all at one site, but all together to enjoy it, right? We had, you know, we fed so many different people, over 100 people at MLK Elementary School. So I just want to say thank you to Evolve Church. Thank you to New Pits Mortuary. And thank you so much to MLK Elementary School for supporting us. And thank you to Truth Nation and the community who all supported us, because it was a rough week. It really was. It was windy. I was cold out. So I'm very appreciative of that. And I will say this. One of my biggest takeaways, right, is that it always feels good to do good. Like, I always, I wake up early, because being part of staff, you got to get up a little bit earlier to get there for setup and get stuff arranged. And it always feels good at the end of the day where you're just like, man, I just did something good. So it feels good to clean up the community. And I always try to remind myself, it doesn't need to just happen once a year, right? It doesn't. You know, block cleanup should be mandatory. That should be something that in the city of Milwaukee, they should really focus on. The older folks and their community should be able to try to organize block cleanups. Go block to block, find that block leader, right? When we were cleaning up, one of the ladies was telling me, she was yelling out the window. It was hilarious. She had her head out the window like she was in Sesame Street. Said, what y'all doing? Y'all know I'm the one who run this block. I've been on this block for 59 or 49 years. I've been running this block. Anybody that come on this block, I know exactly who they is. What y'all doing over here? Y'all cleaning up? And so having them block leaders like that, just to be able to clean up your block. And so I just think it's something that we can do. We don't have to do it, you know, we can do it once a month, every other month. We can do it, you know, every quarter. But being able to come together to clean up the block, because it's needed. It's needed because we picked up so much garbage. I mean, we picked up so much garbage. But the crazy thing is when we were done picking up the garbage in that area, there was still just the thought of, we only made a small dent across the city. There's so much garbage that we have, and we just need to be better, right? I don't understand people throwing stuff out the windows. I don't understand littering. I was told not to litter as a child, and I feel bad. I would feel bad. I do not litter. When stuff fly out my car, you know how sometimes you have receipts or something like that flying around? I'll be chasing it. I'll be the one chasing it, specifically when I come from Costco, because that receipt be long. I'll be chasing it and picking it up because I feel like we got to throw stuff in the garbage. So, you know, again, we picked up a lot of garbage, but it is still so much more we have to be, has to be done, because it's crazy how much garbage we got in this community. But if we really focus on cleaning it up, we can come together and do it as a team. We really can. But with that being said, Truth Nation, it's time for the weekend recap.
Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Truth Nation, the biggest headlines y'all need to know from the weekend. There is a flooding task force that's being formed between the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. And I want to say thank you to Truth Nation. I want to say thank you to the people who went to social media and started asking questions, demanding answers. Thank you to people who said that we need to be better. I just want to say thank y'all. Thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. Thank you to the hosts here on 101.7 The Truth that were talking about the floods. Truth Nation, for calling in and talking about how you feel about the floods. Because of your concerns, because of your voice, we are actually potentially going to get positive results. And so this is the power of using this platform. This is the power of using your voice, is when you are able to potentially have people starting to have the deeper conversations about how we can get this to stop. And so I am so excited to announce, Truth Nation, that the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County and the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, shout out to them for showing up on Saturday for their hazardous waste pickup they were having. But they're setting up a task force to plan for future flooding now and in the long term here in the city of Milwaukee. And so I'm excited about that, because the flood mitigation task force, they will build a way for us to figure out how we can reduce this type of flooding in the city of Milwaukee. And again, Mayor Cavalier Johnson said that he wants to have an urgency around this, which is good. And he also said the work of the panel will prioritize mitigation in locations facing the highest risk, including sites that have been flooded repeatedly in the recent years. And so, again, I am excited to hear about this, because, again, this is what civics is all about. This is what electing people and applying pressure is all about. This is what using your voice is all about. You see an issue, you see a problem, and you don't just say, oh, no, that sucks. Oh, no, somebody should pick up the garbage. You should say, oh, no, y'all need to do something about it. So I personally am so proud of the city of Milwaukee. I am so proud of Milwaukee County. I am so proud of people who use a voice so they understand that there is power in your voice. When you see an issue, you should demand results, and we need to continue to apply pressure. Now, beyond just using your voice, we need to use the ballot box for what it is for. That's what we have to do. We have to use the ballot box for what it is for. It is for showing people, if you do not do what we ask you to do, we will vote you out. That is the big next step. So let's continue to go social media and flood social media. Let's continue to show up to town hall meetings. Let's continue to contact our alder people. Let's continue to contact our mayor, our county board members. Let's continue to contact the leaders in the community in order to get people to understand what our needs are, but also let's continue to understand that we cannot allow for people to make poor decisions and not vote them out. Because that's the biggest message that you can send, is by voting somebody out. So I just want to say shout out to Truth Nation and shout out to everybody on that. The next thing is this: no more white women. No mas on white women. What do y'all say about that? What do y'all think I mean by that? Well, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court race happened on earlier this month in April. And we elected another white woman. We only had white women as our choice, but we elected another white woman, Chris Taylor, to join the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Now, next year, early April, we will once again be heading back to the ballot box to elect the next Wisconsin State Supreme Court justice. Now, this will be a hard-fought race. Now, why it will be such a big race is because right now it is 4-3 for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. 4 liberal judges, 3 conservative judges. Come August, after Chris Taylor gets in, it's going to be 5-2. And there's an election next spring that a Republican is up, or a conservative judge is up. And if the liberals win once again, they'll be up 6-1 on the state Supreme Court, or it will go back to 4, or it will stay at 5-2. So that's why that is so important, because either you're going to continue to expand the power or you're going to hold the front. And so it is going to be a huge, huge, huge election next year in order for people to try to see whether or not the liberals grow their strength or whether or not they keep it at 5-2, which is already overwhelming strength. So this next race, again, will be very hard fought, and I think a lot of money will be poured into it because they're just trying to hold the line. Now, this is why I say no mas on white women. Y'all know I love all women now. But no mas on white women. And the reason why I say no mas on white women, because there is already a candidate that has announced on the Democratic side and has thrown her hat into the race, and her name is Lindsay Brunette. Now, Brother Z, when you hear the name Lindsay Brunette, can you just take a guess of what you think this woman look like?
A fine brunette.
Well, she ain't that bad. I ain't going to lie to you. For her, I don't know how old she is. Google her. She ain't that bad looking. That might be the one photo. She look a little country, but she look a little cute. But Lindsay Brunette, and yes, she is a brunette white woman, DJ Brother Z. And here we go again. And this is what bothers me about it, is that the Democrats love to put some liberal white woman in front of us all the time. They love to do. They just say, oh, here's a new liberal white woman to run for this seat. And I am wondering why they continue to do this. Now, I'm sure that Lindsay Brunette is a wonderful and very qualified candidate. I think she's probably very qualified to do the job. But I don't think we need to have no more white women in front of us. I'm so tired of it. I really am. I'm so tired of these white women being in front of us. And again, no knock to white women. Many of them are wonderful. I think white women nationally voted for Kamala Harris over Trump. So, you know, white women aren't as bad as y'all think they is sometimes. But, you know, a lot of Karens out there. But what gets me is that when it comes to the party that claims to love diversity, they keep propping up these white women to be our judges. It's just interesting. They say, oh, we love diversity. Oh, we love the rainbow. Oh, we love everybody loving everybody. We want to have everybody have power. But here they go again, putting a white woman in front of us. They always talk about how they want to be inclusive, but all I see is them putting up these white women. We need to be more inclusive than that. I mean, there's got to be some non-white woman they can run. My goodness, ain't no black woman or no Hispanic woman, no Asian woman, no Native woman, no Indian woman. Like, come on now, you ain't got his white women. Are there any non-women? Just asking that. Any man could be on the ballot, right? Like, man, any black man y'all could put up there, Mexican man, Asian man, Native man. Heck, at this point, I'll take a white man to run versus all these white women. And you know, Winky Blue called into the show a while ago and said, oh, man, we can't keep putting all these white women up in here. And now I finally agree with Winky. No more on these white women. Please, Democratic Party, if you are listening, just stop putting up these white women. This is exactly why I refuse to identify as a liberal. And this is why I call out Democrats. I do. I call them out all the time. I keep telling y'all, I'm equal opportunity when it comes to just giving the heat to people. Because I may not be able to stand by Republicans because they be on that bull crap. But I refuse to sit quiet and let Democrats be faking our face all the dang time. So when I see something I think is hypocritical, I have to call it out. And to me, this is extremely hypocritical to say you're the party of inclusion, but sit here and give us freaking maybe a 6 white woman in a row. In a row? That's crazy. And Everett Mitchell, a black man, was trying to run for the state Supreme Court. They said, nah. I believe we're going with Janet. I think it was Janet. Either it was Janet at that time or it was Rebecca Dall. I think it was Janet Protasevich they were having run at that time. So again, I'm tired of these white women. I really am. Wouldn't have said that 10 years ago. And last thing, Truth Nation, again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And the last thing is I want to give you all an update on what's happening with the war, because I think it's important, again, when we come from these weekends and understanding what could be coming economically for our country, is there are reports that are out. I don't know. Have you heard about this, DJ Brother Z, about what happened over the weekend with the president?
No, I don't care about it.
Reports? Him. Yeah, he don't. I ain't mad at you. Reports came out this weekend that top U.S. generals and military aides excluded President Donald Trump from the command situation room during a rescue mission of U.S. soldiers whose jet went down. Now, you know, there were two of them. One was rescued, the other wasn't. So the jet was shot down in Iran, and it left him stranded and need to be rescued. Now, what's crazy about this is they left Trump out of the loop because they feared that his reaction would disrupt the mission. They claimed that Trump became erratic and was talking about he doesn't want to become the next Jimmy Carter, which came to the 1979 hostage situation. He said, I don't want to become the next Jimmy Carter. And it got so bad that they decided not to give him all the full details and just gave him the things that he needed to know. And I think it's important for people to know and understand that the military, the United States military, decided to keep our commander-in-chief, the commander-in-chief of our country, out of the command center situation room during a high-stakes rescue mission in Iran. I think that is significant information for people to understand. The military had determined that it was best for our country that our current sitting United States president not be part of a massive mission. They had determined that his emotions were too unpredictable and he was too impulsive that it could jeopardize the mission. I just want y'all to understand that is what we were dealing with, and this is what we're dealing with. And I need y'all to let that really sink in, because if that was somebody else that wasn't from this cult following of MAGA, that should be headline news. The U.S. military is basically telling you the president is unfit for the job. That's what they're telling you. They told the commander in chief, "Wow, we ain't going to include you on this because you're too unpredictable." That means somebody is unfit for the job. You can love Trump, like Trump, hate Trump, whatever. But at the end of the day, when the United States military is doing a rescue mission of one of their trapped soldiers in enemy territory, and they decide that they're not going to update the president on every single detail because he's too erratic and they cannot control his emotions and he could jeopardize the mission, that seems to me to be a problem. And again, y'all know how I feel about Trump, but that seems to me, when the U.S. military is basically deciding that Trump is too erratic to be provided with information, that seems problematic to me. It does. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There was important information that Trump was not trusted with by U.S. military because they felt like he may jeopardize the mission. And in addition to that, we shot at an Iranian cargo ship in the Gulf of Oman, and then we seized the ship. Now, this is another escalation of war. And we just don't seem to be able to find an end to this war. The ceasefire ends on Wednesday, and I do not know what we are trying to accomplish. And I fear neither do the leaders in the U.S. government and this administration understand exactly what they're trying to accomplish either. That is my biggest fear, because they claim the Strait of Hormuz was open last Friday only for it to basically be closed and completely closed with no traffic for the last 3 days. Listen, I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm just going to be very honest with y'all. I'm not going to put my bias lens on. I'm just going to be very, very honest. Truth Nation, the Trump administration and Donald Trump is running out of time. And when I say that, is that this war cannot go into May. It cannot go into May for political reasons. We have a huge election coming the fall of 2026. We have a huge election coming. It can control the balance of the House. It can control the balance of the Senate. Control how many governors are blue, how many governors are red, how many governors are independent. Like, that is what will happen next fall. And what's sad is that we're talking about political reasons versus actually humane reasons. Because we should be talking about this war should end because of the good of humanity. But unfortunately, that doesn't matter. The good of humanity does not matter, because we see thousands and thousands of people are dying. We see right now Lebanon is now being bombed. Gaza is still being bombed. And we saw people's lives upended in Iran because of this war. But again, the sad part is that the war doesn't need to end because of the humane issues, which I think that should be why. But it really comes down to political issues, which applies pressure to this administration of why this war must end within the next 2 weeks. Because if it does not end in the next 2 weeks, in the month of May, what we already know is Memorial Day is in the month of May. And typically leading up to Memorial Day, gas prices already go up. In the summertime, because of the blending of the gas that they do, the cost of gas typically goes up during the summertime. With the economy the way that it is and gas already up and the summer coming, Gas will only be higher. This will not be a good look for the Republicans or MAGA. So that is why they have 2 weeks left to figure this out. You already see airlines struggling with the jet fuel and passing the cost on to consumers. It's so damn bad. My favorite airline, DJ Brother Z, my favorite airline, Spirit Airlines. Spirit was reported to have asked the Trump administration for a bailout because jet fuel prices are going up too high. They may be going out of business. Not my Spirit. But 833-212-1017. That was the Weekend Recap, Truth Nation. Again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can also call in and text in at 833-212-1017, where Rick said Trump should have been on the beach taking a nap. I ain't mad at it. He should. I can tell you one thing. At 79, I'm chilling. Hell, at 65, I'm chilling. I'm chilling like a villain. But 833-212-1017. Truth Nation, today is 420. And what does that mean? Does it mean happy birthday to Bob Marley? 833-212-1017. What is 420? I want to discuss that and why black people have the weed stereotype. I guess it's our holiday, Truth Nation. I want to talk about that next. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Keep it locked.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. That's all I know. That's all.
April is Sleep Awareness Month. Invest in the sleep your body deserves and get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash with a Tempur-Pedic mattress purchase. At Steinhoffel's, experience the unmatched comfort and support of Tempur-Pedic mattresses designed to adapt to your body and help you wake up feeling refreshed. Upgrade your sleep experience when you add a smart base that automatically adjusts to your snoring. That's incredible. Because better nights lead to better days. Celebrate Sleep Awareness Month and sleep better. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's. You know, my baby girl, she jumped into bed last night. I was watching trash TV. I hadn't watched TV in a while. And she's like, well, I'm going to bed because these folks is crazy. And she said, oh, I love our bed. And I said, I know you do. Steinhoffel's hooked us up, didn't they, baby? So make sure y'all visit Steinhoffel's in-store or online at steinhoffels.com today. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Make sure you watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. We can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of the award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. But in addition to that, you can call in, text in at 833-212-1017. Truth Nation, also tomorrow, I just want to let y'all know, I'll be joining the Tory Lowe Show tomorrow at 1 p.m. to make a major announcement. So make sure y'all tune in to the Tory Lowe Show tomorrow at 1 o'clock, as I'll be joining Tory Lowe for a major conversation at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So make sure y'all tune in so y'all do not miss that, as I join the Tory Lowe Show tomorrow at 1 o'clock. But with that being said, happy 420 Day, Truth Nation. Puff, puff, pass. Is that how it go? I'm not even sure. And I know how much some of y'all love to celebrate Bob Marley's birthday. But let me tell y'all something. 420. Did you know? You know what 420 is, right, Brother Z? He said, I don't. Well, 420... Some people claim to be Bob Marley's birthday, but if you do a little research, let me tell y'all something. 420 is not Bob Marley's birthday. And I've been told that lie for years. And this date was supposed to be his birthday, and I never actually took the time to do any fact-checking of it. I just listened to the potheads and said, okay, well, if y'all say y'all celebrating Bob Marley's birthday or celebrating his death, one of the two, I said, cool, all right, happy 420 to y'all. Get high all you want. But when I did a little research on my own, unlike some of these weed heads, these potheads, is that not his birthday, nor is it even the day he died. And according to the legend of 420, it actually comes from a slang popularized by the band The Grateful Dead and not the black man Bob Marley. So this is where my mind immediately went when I was discovering all this. I tried to say to myself, why do people try to associate smoking weed with black people? 833-212-1017. That was something that came to my mind. Why is it that when they talk about the ganja rolling up, hitting the blunt, why is it that they associate that with black people? Why do we as a society buy into the stereotypes of black people being the weed smokers, being the potheads, being the folks that like to smoke on that gas? 833-212-1017. Now, black people are not the only people who smoke weed. That is the thing that gets me. In every race of people, literally every race across this globe smokes weed. And if we want to go by the numbers, to be honest, Native Americans and Alaskan Natives have the highest usage of marijuana. So why aren't they the face of marijuana? Why aren't they the face of weed smoking? Why is it us Rastafarian looking dreadheaded brothers, the ones who are the face of smoking weed? I don't understand that. Now, it might be simply because, you know, black people are hip and cool and we set the trends. And we set the movement and the shifts. But maybe that was the only way to elevate this fake holiday is to attach it to a black man. I'm not sure. But the reason why I think we need to push back against this is because of this mindset and this stereotype in my mind, in my perspective, and in reality, is actually causing more harm to our communities than it is good. Let me explain. See, other races can joke about smoking weed and weed usage because it's not causing their community any pain. Their communities aren't being over-policed because the kids are smoking weed or because the parents are smoking weed because they're growing weed. No. Ain't causing them any pain. But on the flip side, that's not our reality. Research over many years has consistently found that black people in the United States are more likely to be stopped, arrested, and penalized for marijuana-related offenses than white people, even when the usage rates are exactly the same. So I ain't knocking, you know, white folks for smoking the weed. Y'all do what y'all want to do. It's legal in a lot of states. And one day, depending on who y'all elect coming next fall, will determine whether or not marijuana may be legalized here. It's a big election. But when we talk about the penalization of this, our sentences are longer. They're more punitive. That is the issue that we have when it comes to this usage of marijuana. We're being over-policed. So that is why when we talk about 420 and when we're talking about smoking weed today, I want us to understand that we are not in a good space to be pushing these type of lies and these type of narratives. We shouldn't be. If anything, it should be simple that everyone enjoys weed. They enjoy smoking ganja, not just the blacks. Everybody. And you also should be reminding people that though Bob Larley made great weed smoking music, according to some, listen, I ain't lied to you. I told you I don't smoke weed, but I tell you, I hear some of that Bob Marley. Every little thing going to be all right. I be wanting to, you know, hit it a little bit too, but you know, I don't do that. But I get it. I get the music put you in the mood. But again, Truth Nation, why, again, do we attach this to ourselves? And what's crazy is the day allegedly comes from, you know, the Grateful Dead, which is a white band who loves to smoke weed. They call them jam bands, drug bands out there. People who love their, you know, weed bands and they love their weed concerts. But Grateful Dead is a group that attracts a lot of different audiences, but mostly white people. But somehow we the blacks got the stereotype. How is it that rappers rap about weed smoking and now America thinks that, oh, yeah, we're black people love to smoke weed, or police say, yep, we got to watch them blacks with the weed. It's so false. And what's crazy, I went to school. I never forget this. I think I told this story before. I went to school with white kids. And let me tell you, they love to smoke. They weed. They do. And I remember one time I got into it with this white girl. I ain't going to say her name. I ain't going to do her like that. Let's just say her name rhymes with pizza. And so I never forget it. My freshman or sophomore year, I got into, I don't know, something happened. You know, you kids, you young. I was 14, 15 years old. And I remember she wrote on AIM. Y'all remember AOL AIM, AIM? And I remember she said, Kyle, all you do is sit around and smoke weed with your friends. You're a pothead. I ain't had dreads at the time. I had a nice little fade. And I was like, what are you talking? I said, that is racist. You assuming I smoke weed? I ain't never smoked weed a day in my life. But I remember I got into it with a girl who smoked weed. It was crazy. I was like, how are you pointing the finger at me when you the pothead? So I just say, before you embrace today, ask yourself, who gets stopped the most? Ask yourself, who gets searched the most? And ask yourself, who do officers decide to give citations to and arrest most often when it comes to the usage or possession of marijuana? If the answer is the person who looks like you when you look in the mirror, then maybe you should think twice about blowing that thing down today. 833-212-1017. By embracing weed smoking, is it more detrimental to the black community? 833-212-1017. Millicent, what are your thoughts on the 420 day? Happy 420 day, Millicent.
Happy 420 day. We are the face of it because when you go in the Walmart, any grocery store, a black person walk or one of them walk behind you, you smell weed. Mm. They have no problem with smoking it before they put their kids in the school. They come into school, their book bags smell like weed. We are the face of it because we don't know how to use it and keep it undercover. We want to expose it to the world. Like, the smell of marijuana is a new cologne. Mm. So that's why we're the face of it. We're the face of it because we think it's cool to smoke weed.
Okay. We think it's cool to smoke weed. You know what's crazy about that, Millicent? Is, yes, yeah, some black people think it's cool to smoke weed. But so do other races. Like, for real. Like, we ain't the only ones that think it's cool to smoke weed. You know how many people love smoking joints when I was in school? Or you know what they love? They used to have this thing called a pipe. Yeah, still have pipes. They call it paraphernalia, I think, in the legal aspect. And they call this smoking a bowl. Y'all know, have y'all ever heard of a bong? It's a little long tube thing, right? And it, at the bottom, again, I ain't never did none of this. I just seen it. And at the bottom, they would put the marijuana. Well, I don't know if I should be describing it. But they put it at the bottom and they light it. And it's a long bong that fills up with smoke and it bubbles with water. And they go. And they just suck all the smoke in. But I've seen a lot of white people think it's cool, too. They have their tie-dye shirts. They want to be hippies. They got a whole. I'm telling you, the Grateful Dead. Look it up. They got something called jam bands. Jam bands typically are attached to jamming out, doing some drugs, smoking some weed. What y'all think Willie Nelson was doing? Smoking weed. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, yeah, we think it look cool, but so do other people. So I just think, I get it. Some people be smelling like weed in the cars or smelling like weed at these stores. I get it. But I'm just saying, I don't think we should attach ourselves to this 420 day because of the simple fact that this, we are the ones who are over-policed by it. 833-212-1017. Dom in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
I'm just calling in right now because the topic is actually very intriguing. There's a few things that really kind of catches me when it comes to this topic. It actually shows how many people are uneducated when it comes to the cannabis community. Now, if we the face of weed, then what is Cheech and Chong? Like, and when have we been the people with the farms to bring the weed to the people? When have we actually been there? We've been foot runners for generations when it comes to actual marijuana. But and then when you go back to it, marijuana actually, I don't even want to go back that far, but you can actually go back in ancient times and look where marijuana actually came from, where the plant originated from. Now, and some people would say Africa, and that's not true. What I will say about marijuana is that if you smoke marijuana and you promote marijuana, you're just a person who is like in a facet of it or fascinated with the idea of it. Now, there are people that smoke marijuana or that indulge in marijuana, and you will never know they do.
Yep.
They don't promote it. They don't talk about it. They do it, and it's something that they do. And sometimes it's for their health reasons so they can do certain things in their life. And another thing I would like to say is about Bob Marley. Bob Marley didn't make weed smoking music. Bob Marley was a revolutionary, and the music that he made was so that he can create a movement for the masses. So and if you want to go down that rabbit hole, oh, they killed him, this, that, and the third. If you know the real true history about it and you understand who Bob Marley was, understand what he had and his ailments and how he got his ailments, then those things, and you wouldn't even say that. And even Bob Marley himself has a song called Buffalo Soldiers. And if you know anything about a Buffalo Soldier, then you understand that even Bob Marley was uneducated about the Buffalo Soldier. So marijuana and Bob Marley, yes, it correlates. But that's not what Bob Marley actually, weed is not technically what he stood for.
Thank you, Dom. I appreciate that. There it is. And I think the most powerful thing he talked about is the fact that he talked about Cheech and Chong and he talked about us being the runners. But more importantly, the problem is that we didn't get to it with him. But even when they have some of these things, it's not demonized like it is in our community towards us. Again, we are the ones that are over-policed. We are the ones that are locked up. We are the ones that are suffering. And I'll get to those statistics on the other side. But 833-212-1017. Do we smoke weed more in our cars? I don't, like, why is it that it seems like we are the ones that face the most detrimental penalty when it comes to marijuana usage? Or we're the ones that have this negative connotation with marijuana usage, but other people, it's just playful, it's just cool, it's just harmless. I'm going to continue this conversation on the other side, but you can join in on why I don't believe black people should be embracing 420, because it's a fake holiday anyways, but I don't think we should be embracing 420. 833-212-1017, simply because go ahead, try to smoke weed and drive down Capitol Day. Or even better, drive on like 124th and Capitol smoking weed, brother, sister. I guarantee you them police going to pull you over before they pull over somebody else. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll continue the conversation next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
I wanna love you. Treat you, love and treat you right.
I wanna love you
every day and every night. We'll be together. It is Truth to Power right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Make sure you watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can also call and text in at 833-212-1017. Make sure y'all go and listen back to Dom had a powerful conversation saying that Bob Marley, though, you know, people have aligned his music with weed smoking music, he was much more than that. He wasn't making weed smoking music intentionally. I'm not a Bob Marley historian, so I'll let the brother talk, because I'm not. I just enjoy the music when I'm in that mood. But again, this is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Now, I'm talking about how today is 420. And shout out to everybody who likes to smoke weed and celebrate whatever they want to call today, because today is a weed smoking holiday that gets attached to Bob Marley wrongfully. And for me, I think the overall, you know, this assertion and this stereotype that black people and the blacks are the biggest users of marijuana is just so false. It's so false. And I get it. Some of y'all are saying that, you know what, a lot of times people walk around smelling like weed. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, but we in Milwaukee. And I will admit, the black people, excuse me, the white people that I used to hang around more often didn't always walk around smelling like weed. I will say that some of my friends, my black friends, my boys, my partner, them, they don't smoke no more. But the ones that did, sometimes they did kind of glorify this whole weed smoking thing. They love bragging about it. I'm like, bro, it's like I don't understand. Like, people don't brag about smoking cigarettes. Just do what you do. I don't sit here and brag about how I love to drink and take shots on Instagram and social media. I don't get it. But again, I could care less. Y'all can, the weed smokers, y'all can love y'all weed all y'all want. But I do believe that the weeds actually does more harm to our community than it does good. And that's beyond just the drug addiction and the people's, you know, and some people say you can't be addicted to weed. Okay. But again, I think everyone smokes weed. And a matter of fact, I know everyone smokes and sells weed because of the simple fact that, listen, I saw a white guy go on TV last year. Y'all remember that? When they did the DEA, did a bust down in Milwaukee, and the white dude went on TV talking about how, you know, he smokes weed and all that, and he got interviewed and didn't get arrested. Like, listen, again, I know everybody does it. But the key thing for me, and what I want everybody to have the takeaway today, is based off statistics, black people smoke at the same rate as whites, but find themselves getting in trouble for weed smoke in possession at higher rates than whites. And again, I'm not knocking weed smoking. Do whatever you want. I really don't care. But when we talk about the punitive punishment that we get, the over-policing that we get, that is a problem. That is something that has to be addressed. And we have to understand is when you partake in this stuff today, understand that you might be more than likely to get caught up than somebody who does not look like you. Right here in the state of Wisconsin, black people are 5 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession than whites. In Milwaukee County, we are 3.2 times more likely, and 72% of the low-level marijuana arrests involve black people. So again, that's why I think it's something that we must understand is that, yes, celebrate 420, but do understand that we, A, should not be the face of marijuana use. We should, A, not be the face of negative marijuana use. And C, we should understand that when you partake in all these illegal actions, is that you are more than likely to get caught up, even though you aren't more than likely to be smoking it. And so, again, it's deeper than just the surface level of, oh, 420. I'm talking about the fact that we need to be voting to change these rules or these laws, or we need to be making sure that we balance this out where we're not the ones that are simply being over-policed, because we find that way too often. There's disparities that currently exist when it comes to how the policing and how the charges are placed when it comes to marijuana use in our communities. And again, that's why I say when we talk about 420, these stereotypes kill us, because it's impacting us negatively, where people are getting tickets and they're getting citations and they're having to deal with the ramifications of simply smoking weed like everybody else does. So 833-212-1017. And another great example for me is about these stereotypes that can be damaging based off, you know, perception. And there's a video I want to play of Tory Lowe, my boy Tory Lowe. Months ago, he talked about a sign that was at a restaurant called the Golden Nest in Wauwatosa. And it said, if you smell like weed, they will not be serving you in their establishment. Now, Tory asked a simple question. If black people smelled like weed, that's all he asked. He said, you know, do black people just smell like weed? And the post absolutely blew up, and it's still to this day getting reactions. Getting reactions. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube or turn up your radio to hear Tory Lowe simply asking the question, do black people smell like weed?
But we do. They smell different.
The parking lot at Golden Nest Pancakes and Cafe is always packed. But now some customers feel like they're caught in the middle.
Why can't I come and have breakfast? My money's just as good as everyone else's.
It's because of this sign. Please do not enter if you smell of marijuana. Golden Nest Pancake and Cafe is a family restaurant, and this is unappealing while guests are dining.
Disappointing, because you're going to start putting that everywhere, basically, and saying that we are not allowed here. And it's Black History Month.
So are they saying that all black people smell like weed? That's basically like kind of side eyeing black people with this. But
and so my issue that I have with that is that, the people who got interviewed for it, one wasn't on camera, is that the issue I have, and it's bothered me this whole time, because Tory Lowe just asked a simple question. And do black people smell like weed? No, some black people smell like weed, but not all. And too often we allow for ourselves to be generalized. A lot of different people could smell like marijuana. And what's crazy to me, when you look at the comments on that post there on Facebook, on 1017 The Truth on Facebook, there are so many racist and stereotypical and offensive comments coming from black people, coming from white people, coming from Hispanic, coming from everybody, attacking black people for having a smell. The restaurant didn't say black people couldn't come in. It simply said, if you smell like weed, you can't come in. But some people, because of the stereotype that exists in this world, when they saw the sign, some people were offended, thinking it was an attack on black people. It wasn't an attack on black people. It was an attack on anybody that smells like marijuana. But somehow on the comments, people are saying, oh, yeah, black people this, black people that. It's crazy to me. This is why when I look at 420 today, I want to just not associate us with that type of stuff, because it's detrimental to us. And it perpetuates this fake stereotype that we are the biggest weed smokers, when in reality, we are not. We smoke weed at the same rate that everybody else does. That's just the truth. And what's crazy is this. This one will get personal here. If you were to poll around the office that I work at, and you poll everybody, and you did a little research based off of race, I can tell you what race would be the number one weed smoker around here, percentage-wise. Not just numbers, because numbers ain't equal. But percentage-wise, I can promise you, it would not be the blacks at 1017 The Truth. I can tell you most of us don't smoke. I can't tell you anybody who smoke here, to be honest with you. So again, that's the part that I don't like. I don't think y'all understand. I can't think of too many black people in their 60s that are smoking weed or drinking the CBD drink they got. Oh, but I know a lot of white older folks who be smoking the weed and drinking the CBD drink. But again, somehow we are the ones that get this label that we do drugs. It's just interesting to me. But again, 833-212-1017. They have the weed smoking bans. They have their CBD drinks. But again, somehow we are the ones that are the bad guys, and we are the ones that get this label. It is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. If you're celebrating 420 today, go ahead and enjoy yourself. But if you are black celebrating 420 today, make sure you stay in your home. Don't drive. especially drive out in the burbs, because they will pull your black ass over.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
I'm supposed to do the Gruber live read over the weed in the background. One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, y'all know what to do. Make one call, that's all, to Gruber, and they will take care of you. They stand up for victims, and they take the burden off your shoulders because they focus on the legal aspect while you, the client, can focus on healing. And always know there's no cost to call, no cost to retain them as a law firm, and you never pay a single penny until Gruber Law Offices wins your case. Get the results that speak for themselves by calling Gruber Law Offices today at 414-276-6666. That's one call, that's all, at 414-276-6666, or visit them at gruber-law.com. It is one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, and I was saying happy 420 day today, and I was just talking about this misconception that 420 was Bob Marley's birthday or Bob Marley's death, which it was not. And when you do a little bit of research that I did, it seemed like 420 was actually attached to The Grateful Dead, which is a jam band that, you know, likes to smoke it, a little bit of the ganja, a white band. And so it got me thinking when I look at this, is that a lot of people try to associate weed smoking, at least the negative side of weed smoking, with the African-American community, which I just didn't think was right. And then I looked at some of the statistics of the fact that here in the state of Wisconsin, you are 5 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession than white people. You are 3.2% times more likely to be arrested in Milwaukee than white people, and then 72% of all low-level marijuana arrests involve black people here in this Milwaukee County. So it made me want to say, think twice about the celebration of 420, because when the over-policing and the unfair sentencing and the unfair policing happens to people that look like you, then you need to think twice about what you're doing. But it has been Truth to Power here with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Dawn, last comment, said, I don't care that if I go anywhere, smell like weed everywhere, I have a problem with it. I'm right there with you. I don't want to smell weed anywhere I go. I'll be honest with you. Smell like a skunk. But Truth Nation, this has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Remember, I will be joining the Tory Lowe Show tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Big conversation, big announcement. So make sure y'all tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock as I'll be joining the Tory Lowe Show to share a story with y'all. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The Tory Lowe Show is up next. Peace out. Love y'all. Thank you so much. I will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Do it again, please.
Stay off the weed.